Good morning. It's Monday the 4th. Week ahead's the lens today. Where are we starting?
Starting behind. May's pacing 15 points behind the curve right now.
15 points. That's not small.
Actual load factor sitting at 37. Expected was 52. And last May closed at 91.6.
Where's the bleed?
Three big offenders. Bloom-Joburg 28 points behind. Cape Town George 24 behind. And here's the one that hurts. Durban-Joburg also 24 behind on 200,000 seats of capacity.
Durban-Joburg's the volume route. That gap on that base is the whole month.
Right. That's where the recovery has to come from.
Anything ahead of curve?
The leisure international stuff. Joburg-Zanzibar 19 points ahead. Joburg-Mauritius 19 ahead. June-Zanzibar is 56 points ahead of curve.
So domestic soft, leisure outbound hot.
That's the shape of the week.
Okay. Cape Town PE. Talk to me.
This is the one to flag. Capacity up 33% year on year. Load factor down 9.8 points. Yield down 6.4.
We added a third more seats and
demand didn't follow. And we're discounting to fill what we did sell. Classic price war signature.
Who else is on it?
Airlink's the only other operator. Our share dropped almost 9 points. So we put the capacity in, lost share, lost yield.
That's a capacity discipline question. Not a commercial one.
Yeah. Worth asking whether the schedule decision still holds.
Okay. FX.
Rand weakened 13.5% month on month, sitting at 1667.
That's a big move in a month.
And most of the cost base is dollar denominated, so it lands straight on the P&L.
Fuel offset?
Jet fuel down 8% month on month, so partial cushion. But the FX move is bigger.
Net negative on the cost base.
Net negative.
Quick on April, since we're closing it out.
Revenue up 10.5% year on year. Yield up 18. PAX down 6.5. Price led, not volume led.
Revenue per flight?
268,000 Rand. Up 13%.
Good month on that metric. News in the last day?
Top auto piece on Seye's troubles name checked us on fleet efficiency. Free positioning, nothing to action.
Ups.
OTP 96. TDR 98.7. NPS 75, all above target.
Two questions for the exec meeting.
First one's obvious. Why are we plus 33% capacity into Cape Town P if yield and share are both falling?
And second, with Durban-Joburg 24 points behind the curve on 200,000 seats, what's the demand stimulation lever this week?
Because that gap closing or not closing is May's number. Actually, before we wrap June Harare-Joburg, we doubled capacity there year on year. April yield came in down nearly 8%, and the June curve is now 14 points behind on 22,000 seats. That's the biggest forward hole after Durban-Joburg, and nobody's looking at it.
So a second capacity discipline question for the exec, same shape as PE. Have a good one.